Sawal Kiyeja. I'm your host, Vidya, and this is the Safari Quiz Show, brought to you by Safari Kid. Safari Kid is a preschool and after-school program with multiple locations all over the Bay Area, internationally, and all over the world. SafariKidUSA.com, SafariKidUSA.com. For the Safari Quiz Show, our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. So if you haven't already liked us there, please go and do so right now. Safari Quiz Show. All right, few things housekeeping before we get started with the show. First of all, Safari Kid, our sponsor, is bringing a very special program called the International Kids Festival. The International Kids Festival, it's on December 11th, 12th and 13th, coming up really soon. Now, this is an amazingly interesting opportunity for your child to learn from professionals in the field of fashion, dance, acting, personal speaking, public speaking, personal deportment, self-confidence, self-esteem. So there's a bunch of programs going to go on. The best thing for you to do would be to look at internationalkidsfestival.com for more details. For tickets, 408-471-7347, 408-471-7347. We have people like Nach Baliye Judge Master Marzi, Bollywood star Sushant Singh, Mr. India Sachin Khurana, and many others who will be coming and sharing their knowledge and experience with kids. So that's the International Kids Festival. We'll be playing the ads for that throughout the show. So there's more information in the ads as well. But let me also thank the sponsors for that International Kids Festival in the Bay Area. That's Sanjeev Gupta CPA, the number one CPA in the Bay Area. Prince Realty, residential and commercial real estate agent. Dr. Milu Sinha of Smile Zone Dental, serving the Bay Area for the last 12 years. Chad Bhavan and Travelopod. All right. Also want to mention our own show, Safari Quiz Show. We're looking for a musical showcase. I'm still very surprised that parents aren't taking advantage of this tremendous opportunity for children, because if your child is learning music, we'd like to showcase them on the show. They don't have to be professionals or really good at it or have been learning for several years. Beginners are welcome too. The idea is that if your child is learning music, we'd like to give them a showcase to present their performance. Whether it's music, musical instruments, whether it's vocal music, Indian classical, Western, whatever your child likes to do in the arena of music, we'd love to hear from you and from them. So if you have a piece to share with us, you can do it in the form of an MP3 file, a WAV file, or even a YouTube link. If you've already got something up on YouTube, we can convert it to music here. Do send it to us to our email, safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's our base email that's used for everything from participating on the show to prizes to feedback to musical showcase. Just make sure you put in the right subject line when you write to us. Okay, so we did a great show last week where we had members from the robotics team, Metal Magicians, come and tell us a little bit about robotics, about their team, and about what the process is for getting started. Today we have three more members of the same team, Metal Magicians. So I'm going to be talking to them a little bit about the robotics team that they have and what they're going to be doing this year and how they've competed so far. So let's quickly go and meet them. Our first contestant is Saurabh. Welcome to the show, Saurabh.
Hi.
So Saurabh, you have to speak into the mic so everybody can hear. So tell me first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm 14 years old and I like robotics.
Okay. And where do you study?
I go to Mission San Jose High School.
And it's ninth grade, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
All right. So Saurabh is a member of the same Metal Magicians robotics team. So Saurabh, tell me a little bit about how you came to be a part of this team.
Actually, in sixth grade, my friends and I wanted to start a team. And then basically we started a team and then we started competing in seventh grade. And then we advanced and we kind of gained more people.
So you started with something called FLL, right?
We just started directly to FTC.
Oh, you did FTC. Yeah. First of all, for the benefit of our listeners, tell us the website that they can go to get more information.
It's usfirst.com.
usfirst.com? .org? No, .com?
.com, yeah.
Okay, usfirst.com. So you can start as young as 7th grade directly into FTC.
Yeah.
So tell me, at 7th grade, what was the quality of the robotics robot that you made? What did you do?
We were able to, so basically the challenge that year was to pick up blocks and then dump them in crates.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, we were supposed to hang our robot on a bar. So we were able to achieve everything by the end of the season.
Okay, and the season runs from when to when?
It starts around early September, and if you go make it to the regionals, then it can go all the way up to March.
Okay, excellent. So that was sort of giving us some information on getting started as young as 6th or 7th grade, and you can do FLL or you can directly become part of the FTC team. We'll get a little more information about that from our next contestant, Aman, right? Welcome to the show, Aman.
Hello.
Into the mic and tell us a little bit about yourself first.
My name is Aman. I'm 14 years old and I attend Milpitas High School.
Milpitas High School. And so how did you become part of the Metal Magicians?
I found them on the internet and I interviewed to join.
So I would love to hear more from you, but I'm not hearing you very well. So just make sure you speak a little bit louder and right into the mic because you have a soft voice. Okay. So tell me, so this is interesting. That means the members of a team don't have to be from the same school.
No.
No. So where would, how did you find out that such a team existed?
I went on the internet on Google and I looked up FTC teams around my area.
Okay, so that's a great way to start, right? And how, when did you join them?
I joined them at the start of this year.
So you're a new member of the team?
Yeah.
So was it a little hard being a new member? Did you have, did it take you some time to get used to the dynamics of the team?
Yeah.
What role do you play in the team? What do you do?
I work on the programming.
You're part of the programming? So when you interviewed, this is an interesting thing, when you interviewed, what was the interview like? What did they ask you?
They started off with like asking me what I knew and then they showed me how their team worked.
Mm-hmm. And when you say they asked me what you knew in what field?
In like robotic programming, building.
What did you know?
I knew more about like programming than building.
What programming had you done before?
Huh? Oh, I'd done like Java.
Oh, you'd done some Java. So that was definitely an advantage. But had you done any robotics before?
Yeah, I was a member of an FLL team for 1 year.
Okay. So you did have some previous experience in the field.
Yeah.
Awesome. So how's it been so far?
It's been great.
It's been great. All right. Welcome to the show, Aman. And let's talk to the last contestant of today, also a member of the Metal Magicians. His name is Abid, right?
Yes.
Okay, Abid, tell us a little bit about yourself first.
Hi, I'm Abid. I'm a freshman attending Mission San Jose High School. I joined the team in 8th grade, and this is my second year doing robotics.
So what did you do? Did you also do an FLL league before?
No, I didn't.
Just directly went into FTC as well?
Yes.
Okay, so what was the process for you? Tell me.
Well, I met Saurabh in 7th grade, and he told me about his team, so I figured I could join. I could just see how the off-season meets were, and I decided to join.
And what was your role in the team?
Last year, I worked on logbook.
Okay.
And this year, I'm trying to work on a little bit of everything, so building, programming, some logbook too.
So, are the roles clearly defined, or is it a little bit loosey-goosey?
It's a little bit loose, but sometimes, like, for example, Saurabh would do building, and Aman would do programming.
Okay. So, we'll talk more. Let's get started. We should do our first round. The boys picked their own categories. The three categories for today are animals, technology, and Bollywood. I think this is probably the first time that I'm doing a Bollywood category, so this is fun. I'm guessing each of you picked one category. Is that how it worked? Or did you all arrive at a consensus for the categories? Hey, anyone can answer. Saurabh, what about you?
Basically, Anushka, she came last week and she basically picked the three categories.
Oh, she picked?
Yeah.
Are you okay with them?
Yeah.
Okay. I got my, I learned a little lesson last week because their categories were so wide that the questions ended up being very difficult. We've actually toned it down a little bit, more appropriate to ninth grade, I think, than our last quiz was. But I think both our listeners and our contestants in the studio should have a lot of fun. Did you get a chance to listen to last week's show?
Yeah.
Okay, so you do know how the system works. We have three categories, 10 questions each. I'm just showing them that this is a 10-point token and this is a 5-point token. The first person who buzzes, we have buzzers here, we'll test them a little bit going forward. But the first person who buzzes has to answer the question. If they get it right, 10 points. If they get it wrong, minus 5. And then the question passes. Once the question is passed, the person it's passed to has a chance to say pass and avoid answering the question, no penalty. But if he answers, 5 points for getting it right, minus 5 for getting it wrong. Okay? At the end of each category, we have a listener question. Let me give out that number, 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. This one is only for our listeners, not for the kids in the studio. And then we award prizes for all those who are listening to the show for the first time. I think many of you are loyal listeners, so you know how this thing works. So let's get started. Let me do a quick buzzer check. Amen? Abid. Alright, buzzers are working. You know the system. Let's get started. Our first category is animals. Alright? What food do pandas mainly eat?
Bamboo.
Into the mic.
Bamboo.
Bamboo is right. 10 points to Abid. He starts. Alright, question number 2. What is the fear of spiders called?
Arachnophobia.
Arachnophobia is right. 10 points to Aman. Question number 3. Which is the only continent where giraffes live in the wild? Which is?
Africa.
Africa is right. 10 points to Aman. Question number 4. Name two animals that have manes. Manes. Name two animals that have manes.
Horses and zebras.
Horses and zebras are good. 10 points to Saurabh. Everybody has points now. Question number 5. Name an animal that can move its eyes independently. Name an...
Rat.
A rat cannot move its eyes independently. That is wrong. Minus 5. Question passes to Saurabh. Name an animal that can move its eye. That means one eye can move in one direction and the other eye can move in another direction.
Pass.
Pass. What about you, Aman? You want to take a guess?
Pass.
Pass. It's a chameleon. A chameleon can do that and some other varieties of lizards. Question number 6. Name an animal other than humans that can recognize itself in a mirror. Name an animal other than humans that can recognize itself in a mirror. It's sort of a, not exactly a trick question, but you can have an educated guess in this and be right, and be right. Name an animal other than humans that can recognize itself in the mirror. I'll give you an additional clue. This animal shares 98% of its DNA with humans. This animal shares 98% of its DNA with humans. And the animal is probably considered closest to humans. Which explains why it recognizes itself in a mirror. No? No clue? Let me see if I have another clue. Okay, it has a long name. It has a long name. Single word, but long name. It can be shortened into a short name too. Don't worry about guessing. This game is for fun. You should try and guess. No? They're very conservative engineer types who decide that if they don't know a question, the answer, they're not going to try. The answer is chimpanzee. Chimpanzee. There has been an instance of an elephant once recognizing itself. It has not been replicated. There has been an instance of a magpie recognizing itself. Again, not replicated. But chimpanzees are able to recognize themselves. And some birds can too. All right. Question number 7. Which American statesman, also a scientist, argued for making the turkey the national bird of the U.S.? Since we have Thanksgiving so close by, I figured we'd ask a few turkey questions. Which American statesman, also a scientist, argued for making the turkey the national bird of the U.S.?
Abraham Lincoln.
He was not a scientist, and that's not correct, minus 5, but thanks for guessing. Let me have your points. That was Aman. Question passes to Abhi.
Benjamin Franklin.
That is correct. Good job. That was an educated guess, I think, and a good one. All right, question number 8. What is an adult male turkey called? An adult male turkey. Okay. I see blanks, so I'm going to give you an additional clue. It's the name of a very famous cartoon cat. It's the name of a very famous cartoon cat that keeps chasing a mouse. What is an adult male turkey called? Come on, guys. You know the name of this cat that's famous for chasing a mouse. I bet Joel got it too. Yeah, he got it. Very famous cartoon cat that is famous for chasing a mouse and never catches it. That's the same name for an adult male turkey. Take a guess. It's okay. No?
Tom?
Tom! Good job! 10 points to Saurabh. Good job on the guess. Question number 9. Which animal has 3 eyelids to protect the eyes from sand? Which animal has 3 eyelids to protect the eyes from sand? Again, rewarding an educated guess. Which animal has 3 eyelids to protect the eyes from sand? Think about which animal might need 3 eyelids to protect the eyes from sand. I know you know this one. Joel, you want to guess? No. Good thing you don't have any points to lose. No? No guesses? Snakes? Do snakes have eyelids? Cartoon snakes do. The answer is camel. A camel, of course, right? A desert animal needs 3 eyelids to protect the eyes from sand. All right, last question in this category. Which wild animal has killed more people in Africa than any other? I'll give you some supplementary clues if you don't know it immediately. Which wild animal has killed more people in Africa than any other? The supplemental clue is that it likes to spend, it's a mammal, likes to spend a lot of time in the water, even though it's a mammal.
Hippopotamus?
Hippopotamus is right. A hippo has killed more people in Africa than any other. Could you believe it? Even though the Africa is probably home to a bunch of snakes. All right. That brings us to the end of our animal category. It's time for our listener question in the same category. 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. Here comes our question. Of these 3, which one needs more food in relation to its size? So in relation to its size, which one eats the most of these 3? Bird, baby, human baby, and cat. Bird, human baby, and cat. Which one eats the most food in relation to its size? 510-270-8830. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Shelly and the answer is cat.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas and the answer is baby.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
My name is Jesse and the answer is baby.
Thank you, Jesse. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Okay, let me repeat the question. Of these 3, which one eats the most in relationship to its size? Yeah. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil and the answer is cat.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. I think it's cat.
And what's your name?
Sunaina.
Sunaina, welcome to the show, Sunaina. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is baby.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu, the answer is a cat.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Jake, and the answer is a baby.
Thank you, Jake. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is a baby.
A human baby? Okay. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is baby.
Thank you, Tanisha. Tanisha said baby. From cat, bird, and baby, everybody pick cat or baby. We're going to take a break now. When we come back from the break, we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing and also who won our first listener question with the answer, of course. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Mm-hmm.
Techniques to build your confidence, self-esteem, and ongoing personality? Then check out the International Kids Week Festival brought to the Bay Area by Safari Kids, happening on December 11th, 12th, and 13th. The International Kids Festival is coming to town, bringing you experts in the field of dance, acting, and personality development. To learn more and to register, check out internationalkidsfestival.com or call 408-471-7347. That's 408-471-7347. The International Kids Festival, brought to the Bay Area by Safari Kids for the first time ever.
We'll get better at it. We'll get better. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Saurabh, Aman and Abid. They're all members of the robotics team Metal Magicians, and we'll talk to them a little bit more about their robotics team. But before we do that, let's take a look at what was our listener question just before we went on break. The category was animals, and my question was, of these three, which one needs more food in relation to its size? Bird, baby, or cat? Unfortunately, everyone got it wrong because the answer was bird. And so we won't be awarding any prizes for that. Let's see if maybe we'll think about if we have a lot of callers for our next question. Maybe we can think of giving two prizes for that one. Alright, so let's take a look at how many points the kids in the studio got. Saurabh, how many points do you have?
20.
What about you, Aman?
15.
And Abid?
20.
So it's really close. And the next category they picked was technology. Are you guys ready to play? Oh, before we do, let's talk a little bit more about your team. So, Metal Magicians. So, do you have a website for the Metal Magicians?
Yeah, it's called themetalmagicians@weebly.com.
Themetalmagicians.weebly.com. So, that's a great place to go and check it out if you want to learn more about their team. So, what is the total number of kids in the team?
7.
No, right now you have 7, but what is typically an acceptable number?
It can go from 3 all the way to 15.
Oh, so you could have more members too?
Yeah.
So into the mic, Saurabh, because it's very soft. Would you be accepting more members?
We might be looking for like 1 or 2 people.
More?
Yeah.
For what job specifically?
Mainly for probably building. Yeah.
Building.
Yeah.
Do you ever have conflicts on where somebody or everybody wants to program and nobody wants to build, or everybody wants to build and nobody wants to program?
Not really, actually. We have like a set amount of people that work. 3 people for building and 3 people for programming.
And do people want to move between jobs?
Sometimes we do. So we're allowed to move, and we can swap like programming with building. Yeah.
How much? I wouldn't say influence. How much input do parents give or adults give in this process?
Not much, actually. Mainly, they help us with driving us to the tournaments and things like that.
But you do it at meeting, probably.
And meetings, yeah.
Meeting. They're driving you to the meetings as well.
Yeah.
Do you rotate meeting at different houses?
We rotate meetings during the off-season, but when we're on the season, we keep it at one house in a garage.
In a garage?
Yeah.
Oh, because you can't move the product.
Yeah.
That's difficult. And when you were doing this in 7th grade, when you started that young, was it the same case where parents were not really involved?
Yeah, it was the same case, mainly.
Mainly? Okay, great. All right, let's move on to our next category, which is technology. You guys ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Saurabh? Aman? Abid? All right. Here's our first question in our technology category. Firefox, Opera, Chrome, and Safari are what?
Web browsers.
Web browsers is right. 10 points to Aman. Okay. Question number two. Of these, which is the most used in the United States? Of these, which is the most used in the United States? Of Firefox, Opera, Chrome, and Safari?
Google Chrome.
Google Chrome is right. Excellent. 10 points again to Aman. Okay. Question number three. Of the following, which is a good conductor of electricity? Wood, plastic, paper, diamond, platinum. Mm-hmm.
Platinum.
Platinum is right. Excellent. It's only metal there. Question number four. What does IBM stand for?
International Business Machine.
Good job. 10 points to Aman again. Question number five. Which sci-fi writer came up with the three laws of robotics? Which sci-fi writer came up with the three laws of robotics? Okay, if you don't know this one, my recommendation to you is to go look it up and read. These are fascinating stories about robotics. You guys are just doing robotics that do things. But robots now do so much more. We are getting to a stage where they can make decisions, provide insight, provide intelligence, and then the rules are coming up. What do you do? In fact, there's a very interesting video on the internet about what happens when you give a robot an order that it cannot follow. The kind of confusion it creates in its circuits, because you give it an order, it's supposed to follow the order, but the order is not followable. What happens then? So these are all fascinating ethical and philosophical questions that are taken up by the three laws of robotics. So I'm guessing you don't know this one. The name of the writer is Isaac Asimov. Isaac Asimov. Very, very good writer. Very interesting. He wrote a number of short stories as well, so you can get started with that before you go to the full books. All right, question number six. What is the name for software and services that run on the internet? What is
cloud?
Cloud is right. Good job. 10 points to Aman. All right. Question number seven. I'm going to give you three ways of communication. You order these in the order of the earliest to the latest. Okay. Earliest, oldest to the newest. Earliest to the latest. Radio, telephone, telegraph. Radio, telephone, telegraph. Order these.
Mm-hmm. Telegraph, radio, telephone?
No, that is not correct. Minus five. Hang on. You don't have to. It just passes to you. Give me one of your points. Yeah. Here you go. Question passes to Aman.
Telegraph, telephone, radio?
That is correct. Here you go. All right. 5 points. Question number eight. What is the name of the e-book reader developed by Barnes & Noble?
Nook.
Nook is right. Good job. 10 points. Question number nine. According to the Pew Research Center, which is the most popular social media site used by teens?
Facebook.
Facebook is right. Good job. 10 points to Abhi. And last question in this category. Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson played interns in a movie set at this tech giant. Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson played interns in a movie called, I think, The Interns or Internship, I think.
Google.
Google is right. Good job. And that was the last question in our technology category, correctly answered by Abid. It's time for our listener question. 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. The question is for the kids in the studio. It's for kids at home, not the kids in the studio. Here's the question. How many bits make a byte? How many bits make a byte? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is 8.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sunaina and I think the answer is 8.
Thank you, Sunaina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Irene from San Francisco and I think the answer is 8.
Thank you, Irene. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish and the answer is 8.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha and the answer is 8.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas and the answer is 8.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu and the answer is 8.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rahul and I think the answer is 8.
Thank you, Rahul. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna and the answer is 8.
Thank you, Ashna, and last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly and the answer is 8-5.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on... Oh, okay. So that was our second question. Since nobody won on our first question, we'll have Abid pick one winner and then Aman pick the second winner. So we'll do two winners for this listener question. We'll take a break now. When we come back, we'll see who won for our second listener question, the two winners, as well as what the points in the studio are. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. Come on!
Yeah.
first 5 years of a child lay the foundation for the rest of his or her life. At Safari Kids, we integrate the latest research on early childhood education with our own experience with children over the last several years. Safari Kid is unique in its program for accelerated all-round development of the child. Check out a Safari Kid location near you or visit safarikidusa.com.
Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I have with me here Saurabh, Aman and Abid, members of the Metal Magicians, and they've been talking to us about their robotics team, the Metal Magicians, and how to get started, what kind of stuff they're doing, and we're going to talk a little bit more about the team with them and about their program. But first, let's take a look at our listener question, second listener question in our technology category. The question was, how many bits make a byte? Indeed, it's 8. And from all the correct answers, which is all of them, we've decided to pick 2 winners. So the first winner was picked by Abid. Abid, who's the first winner of question number 2?
The first winner is Pooja.
Pooja, all right. Pooja, you know what to do. This time, because we have 2 questions, we don't want to confuse Ms. Deepa. So you're going to write question number 2, first answer, November 28, 2015, in your subject line. Yes, that's a mouthful. Please write it down as I'm telling you. In the subject line of the email, say question number 2, first answer, November 27, 2015. Okay? And in the body, the rest of the information. The second winner was picked by Aman. Aman, who's the second winner of our second listener question?
The second is Rahul.
Rahul. We didn't have a Rahul. Oh, we did. Okay, Rahul. Awesome. Rahul, congratulations. Write to us at, again, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In your subject line, you're going to write question number 2, second answer, November 28, 2015. Question number 2, second answer, November 28, 2015, so that Ms. Deepa is not confused. And in the body of the email, the question, the answer, your name and contact information. All right, let's talk. Let's find out what the scores are. Saurabh, how many points do you have?
25.
Into the mic.
25.
What about you, Aman?
60.
And Abid?
50.
50. Very close. But some hilarity is going to happen with our next category. Before we get to that, let's finish our conversation about the Metal Magicians. Let's see. The question I would ask is, what is your project this year? What is the robot that you're making?
So basically we have there's a ramp that's mm-hmm. angled at 40 degrees mm-hmm. and that basically there are bars that go across the ramp, and our main goal is to climb the mountain, that's what we call it,
mm-hmm.
and there's a bar at the top and we have to hang there,
mm-hmm.
and that's the main challenge, and the other things are picking up blocks and balls and then scoring them into bins that are on the mountain.
Is it substantially different from the project you did when you were in 7th grade?
I would say it's a combination of the project we did in 7th and 8th grade.
Okay, so maybe one time you learned how to make it pick stuff, and then you learned how to make it go up or hang or go or walk.
Yeah.
And now you're putting it all together.
Yeah.
How many hours a week do you end up dedicating to this?
So we have weekend meetings, and each are around 5 to 6 hours. So each week we spend around 12 hours.
It's a good slog. Does it leave time for other activities, or robotics is the thing you do?
It's mainly the thing we do. Yeah.
So sports and all is tough, because all sports stuff happens on the weekend, right?
Yeah.
So it's really hard to... So this is your sport. It's a very cool one. So if you had to share a message with the kids who are listening, who may be interested, what would you say to them?
You can start your own team. Like I said, you can go to usfirst.com, and then mm-hmm. you can do FLL or FTC.
And how many people? What is the minimum number of people you need to start a team?
For FTC, it's 3.
Just 3?
Just 3, yeah.
So you with 3 people, you could actually have a full-fledged team?
Yeah.
What about FLM?
I'm not sure. I think it's also 3 or 2 even.
Even 2 or 3.
Yeah.
So kids listening at home, it's obviously super easy to start a team. Just have to go to usfirst.com And just two or three of you can get together and start. And as Aman has told us, you can even join the team at a later part of the team's existence and be a part. And the team numbers can go up to 15. So all you need to have is a good equation with the people who are already on the team. Divide the tasks fairly. And then you can actually have a really fantastic experience all from middle school all the way to high school, right? So that's great. Have you guys won anything so far? Or is this the first year of the Metal Magicians?
We won 2 trophies last year and 2 trophies the year before.
Nice. That's awesome. All right. What are these trophies? Who awards them?
We go to qualifiers, and we each season we get a chance to go to 3 qualifiers. So we won the trophies in 2 of the qualifiers.
Awesome. All right. Congratulations to everybody here. Let's move on to our last category, which I was very excited to do because I've never done a Bollywood category before. But during the break, the boys have told us that they didn't pick the category, someone else did. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see whether they know anything at all in this category. But I hope kids at home will enjoy playing along. So we'll still continue with the category because I did not have time to create a new one in the 3 minutes that I had during the break. So let's take a shot. Let's do a quick buzzer check, sort of. Aman, Abhi, though the boys have told me that they may as well keep the buzzer aside because they are pretty unsure about how much they know. We'll still try. Okay, here's our first question. Which Bollywood actress has a leading role in the American TV series?
Priyanka Chopra.
All right, you know that one. That's pretty good. That's a good start. 10 points to Aman, who knows more than he thinks he does. Awesome. All right, question number 2. What is the name of the Marathi Peshwa or general who is being portrayed by Ranveer Singh in an upcoming historical movie? The movie is, the movie's name is a combination of 2 names, basically the Peshwa and his Muslim wife. It's a historical, supposed to be very grand, releasing the next couple of weeks. Is a Marathi Peshwa who's being portrayed by Ranveer Singh in an upcoming movie. I can see total blanks on all faces. Sure, I can't clue you into this? No? No. It's Bajirao, and the movie is Bajirao Mastani. Alright, question number 3. What was Hrithik Roshan's first movie as a lead actor? He acted in several child movies, but then he acted as when he grew up, his father made a movie for him with him playing double role. Joel! Come on, guys.
Krish?
No, at least you know one Hrithik Roshan movie. I'm almost tempted not to penalize you for that, but 5 points. Krish was actually, let's see, not even in the first movie of the series. Yeah. The movie, it passes to Aman and Abir, but I have a feeling that they don't know the answer to this. Now, it's Kaho Na Pyar Hai. Kaho Na Pyar Hai is the name of the movie. Alright, next question. What was Shah Rukh Khan's rank, military rank, in the movie Main Hoon Na? It's a military rank. Don't do it, Joel. I'm trying. Oh, dear. Want to take a guess? It's a military rank. His name is, by the way, Ram, I think. He's what Ram? Colonel Ram, Captain Ram. What's his rank in the movie Main Hoon Na? I'm going to give you a clue for this one. Because this is an easy answer. Okay? The word for it means, the word for the rank also means most important or very important. It's a military rank, which means very important. Or big or huge. This is a dash storm. No? But this is English. You should be able to tell me that word at least. No? Don't want to guess? It's major. Major. His rank is major. Okay. Name any one of the two actors who have portrayed Dawn in the Dawn movies. Dawn.
Shahrukh Khan.
Shahrukh Khan is one of them. Merciful. Mercifully done. Okay, here you go. Okay. Question number 6. Which actor played the role of an alien in PK?
Aamir Khan.
Yay, yay. Good job. Here you go. Saurabh. Okay. Question number 7, I think. Which director invites movie celebrities to have coffee with him on a TV show? Which director invites movie celebrities to have coffee with him on a TV show? The coffee is spelled with a K and it's coffee with?
Karan.
Karan. Karan Johar is right. Not bad. Alright. Question number 8. Which actor has played a character called Prem in 15 movies? Which actor has played a character called Prem in 15 movies? Beginning with a movie called Maine Pyar Kiya. And ending with Prem Ratan Dhan Payo. Which actor has played a character called Prem in 15 movies?
Salman Khan.
Salman Khan is right. Yes, I think we do need to celebrate. Okay, question number 9. Which current actor made his directorial debut with Dil Chahta Hai? He was a director, not an actor. He's also directed the new Dawn movie and has had the lead role in a movie called Kartik Calling Kartik and Luck by Chance. But he was a director for Dil Chahta Hai. He's the son of a very famous scriptwriter in Bollywood called Javed Akhtar. Do it, Saurabh. Don't be embarrassed to admit that you know more about Bollywood than you, than your friends. Come on. I've pretty much given you half his name since I gave his dad's name.
I know his face, but I don't know his name.
Okay, his name is Farhan Akhtar. Okay. All right. Question number 10. Last question, putting you out of your misery. Which South Indian chief minister, existing South Indian chief minister, acted in a Bollywood movie called Izzat? She is the chief minister in South India right now. Okay, this is politics. This is not... She's a South Indian chief minister. She's the chief minister of Tamil Nadu, and she acted in many Tamil movies, but she also acted in one Bollywood movie called Izzat. Nope. I see that they know robotics, but do not watch Bollywood movies. The answer is Jayalalita. The answer is Jayalalita, and that brings us to the end of this category. Phew! Let's do a quick, we don't have much time, so we'll do a quick check of listener questions. We have to do our listener question really quickly. Here's our listener question, Bollywood category. Which upcoming movie marks the return of Shahrukh Khan and Kajol as a lead pair? Which upcoming movie marks the return of Shahrukh Khan and Kajol as a lead pair? Alright, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Dilwale.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Pratyush, and I think that the answer is Dilwale.
Thank you, Pratyush. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Raghav, and the answer is Dilwale.
Thank you, Raghav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Dilwale.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, my name is Shelly, and the answer is Dil Wale.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is Dil Wale.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vishrut, and I think that the answer is Dil Wale.
Thank you, Vishrut. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Dil Wale.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu and the answer is Dilwale.
Thank you, Anshu. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Arun from San Francisco and I think the answer is Dilwale.
Thank you, Arun. And Arun was the last caller. We have no time, so we're going to rush to take a break. When we come back, all the winners. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja. Sawal Kiye Ja.
Techniques to build your confidence, self-esteem, and ongoing personality? Then check out the International Kids Week Festival brought to the Bay Area by Safari Kids, happening on December 11th, 12th, and 13th. The International Kids Festival is coming to town, bringing you experts in the field of dance, acting, and personality development. To learn more and to register, check out internationalkidsfestival.com or call 408-471-7347. That's 408-471-7347. The International Kids Festival, brought to the Bay Area by Safari Kids for the first time ever.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This brings us to the end of another hour of great fun, some of it unintentional. But let's take a quick look at our last listener question. Which upcoming movie marks the return of Shah Rukh Khan and Kajol as a leading pair? The answer indeed is Dilwale. From all the correct answers, it was Saurabh's turn to pick a winner. Saurabh, who's the winner of this
one? The winner is Pratyush.
Pratyush, you're going to write question number 3. Number 28, 2015 in your subject line, the question, answer and your information in the body of the email. Don't forget to write the subject line properly. Alright, let's take a look at our scores in the studio. Saurabh, how many points do you have? He did well in the Bollywood round, much to his embarrassment.
60.
Aman, how about you?
70.
And Abid?
50.
Oh my gosh, that's a really close one. A big round of applause to everyone, especially Aman for winning today's show. And of course, I want to say a big thank you for coming and telling us all about the Metal Magicians. I hope you've inspired lots of young kids to have an interest in robotics and to start robotics teams of their own. So once again, it's themetalmagicians.weebly.com is the place to go. And of course, usfirst.com is the place to go to create a show. So that's all for the show today. The show was produced by Joel with those wonderful audio effects and Miss Deepa. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pathan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.